Okay, good evening everybody. And tonight we are doing Shira Vizmira, song and harmonizing on Shabbos. Actually, I don't know, I imagine most of you got it. I happened to write this week, I believe it's supposed to be the feature article for Aish tomorrow night, on L'chadodi and Kabbalah Shabbos. The history of it, the meaning of it, actually brought a vignette, a story about Amit. If anyone remember him, Amit Rada in Am Echad, of how he would ask me to the same L'chadodi song over and over. So it's a good week to talk about the power of music. Maybe I'll bring in a couple of points in my article, not the history points, but a couple of other points as we go along tonight, just simply because of the Hashgacha that we get up to Shira Zimra tonight, and I have this article. I sent it in some, you know, through my thing, through Substack, but it's on Aish, and I believe it's their lead article for the weekend for going into Shabbos. So Shira Zimra, B'Shabbos Kodesh, on Shabbos, the Minhag Yisrael, the Hanhaga, the general custom of Jews is Lases Chashivas Miuchedes L'Shira, to give specific focus on singing, and having Zmiras, and having on songs. Because Su'udos, on all of our meals, Noagin Yisrael, B'Zmiras, B'Shabbos, we sing Zmiras, V'chem B'Tfilah, and also during the prayer service, B'Tfilah, we say Psukah de Zimmer. We've elongated Psukah de Zimmer, the songs we sing in the morning. Yesh Tosefa Zmiras, we sing more songs. We add on our Psukah de Zimmer is longer on Shabbos, significantly longer on Shabbos. V'adavar Murgash B'Yosef, and the greatest emphasis, of course, I just mentioned, is Kabbalah Shabbos. Shekol Eisa Kabbalah Shabbos Zmiras. The whole essence, what we say Kabbalah Shabbos is singing. Kabbalah Shabbos is to sing psalms and L'chadodi, actually, on Erev Shabbos, to prepare us properly for Shabbos. And even so, even though Kabbalah Shabbos is a tremendous preparation, which is really based on the Gemara, we go out to the fields and welcome the Shabbos. But even so, even early before that, on Erev Shabbos, there are many people, particularly Chassidim and Sephardim, and many others, who sing Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, not even on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos and Hachana, as a preparation for Shabbos. Many Yidden for generations, it's less, a little bit less popular today, before Shabbos, they go to the mikvah, they would sing Shir HaShirim before Shabbos. Achar Kach, the Perek Tehillim, and these people say Tehillim for Shabbos, with specifically with songs, and Kabbalah Shabbos is L'chun Arana, Shur L'Hashem, we should sing to Hashem, Mizmor, a song of singing to Hashem, Achar Kach, the Pizmon, the song of L'Chadodi. Again, if you didn't read my article, you should read it, it's all out, which was written by Shlomo Alkibetz during the heyday, the great golden age of the Kabbalah, with his the Arizal and Yosef Cairo and Moshe Alshech and his brother-in-law Rav Moshe Kardavaro and Sfat. In that 16th century, he wrote the song L'Chadodi, which is now universally sung in Jewish shuls. Umezmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. We come into Shabbos. The Hakdama, the introduction, the prelude, the welcoming of Shabbos. How do we welcome Shabbos? It's not by opening a Gemara or doing the Parsha. It's not by Shmona Esrei. The welcoming of Shabbos is singing. It's songs. It's joyous. Ulevarik says it's the Inyan Lefir Kano, to explain a little bit, according to our ability, not in Mashik Nechtav, but Kuntras. He's going to actually, we learned this Kuntras, Sha'ar Mitzvilah, when he goes back, or Pinkus, to his first work, Sha'ar the Gates of Prayer, when he talked about the Perek Rina and the Perek of Rina, that form of song called Rina, where he explains earlier the difference between Shira, between a song and a Zemer, which is a Zemer. B'Shira Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's two types of Shira and Zimra. We're going to explain them both. Shira, the full thing we'll call a song, is Levata Shivcha Kadosh Baruch Hu, is to sing to Hashem with Sibur Dvaram, with words. We articulate our emotions with words. If you go in Shiras Hayam, the Jewish people crossed the Reed Sea, and they saw all of the 10 miracles and the Egyptians being killed. They sang Az Yashir. They sang a song, and they were specific in the song. Or, if you look, I believe it's the third parak of Sefer Shmuel, or second parak, I think it's the third parak, second or third parak of Sefer Shmuel, there is a song of Chana. Chana, after being an Akara, not having barren, not having children for many years in her the other wife of Elkanah, Penina, where she would tease her. Of course, Penina had good intentions, but a bad act to do. She tried to push Chana to prayer. The way she pushed her prayer was making her life miserable, saying, "Where's your baby? How can you have kids and Penina has a large family?" Eventually, Chana has a large family, and unfortunately, Penina is punished until she asks forgiveness. And Chana sings a song of thanking Hashem, not about Penina's punishment, but really about her own bracha from Hashem, which of course Chana has, who becomes one of the greatest people to ever live, a son named Shmuel. And she sings a song. And Zemiro is a nigun. Is a nigun. Right? No words. I'm not gonna sing a nigun for sure, I'll scare everybody. But you know, a song without words. V'chachamas ha-music ha-shaya ha-levi'im b'kiyim bo. And that's, and the chachma of music, and then it became, were excellence, k'mubvur b'kamonim, and as brought down in the Sefer Pa'asa Shulchan, in the name of the Vilna Goyen, who's a student of Vilna Goyen, there's a chachma, b'fulagis, b'oymik gadol. When you talk about a nigin, there's tremendous wisdom that goes into it. Or Amiras Halal Shein Mefarat Hanisim Sha'aleim Omer Halal Akshav Al Tsa'aka Klas Shahal Vodah Hashem. Or you do have some words, you scream out, you're excited, but you're not specifying, you're not articulating the details. You know, for example, it's a thank you. I remember one time somebody, we had this government program, and this person, we had to raise some money, and then the government kicked in, and this person who was struggling got essentially free tuition to the school. Unfortunately, the teachers union in Chicago killed this government, the far left teachers union who likes to destroy private schools, and anything connected to vouchers or state rebates or anything like that. So anyways, I called this guy up. I said, "I want you to have good news for you. You just got free tuition." The guy first couldn't talk for a few seconds. Then all of a sudden, he's like, thank you, Hoy the Hashem Kito. He kept saying it over, like you think the guy won $50 billion. He won a lot. He was so excited. So that's also a form of zimra. You're not saying it. Like sometimes, you know, my wife, I say thank you. She'll say, what are you thanking me for? Thank you for it. Specify what. You know, dinner was great, thank you. No, it was great, the chicken. So Shira is more specification, articulating details. And Zimra is either no words, just a niggin, or a general thank you, but excited. Not just like that guy. Thank you! It was like, whoa, was it? But the thank you was, thank you, I had no money, my mortgage is tight, I can't pay the tuition. Thank you so much for raising the money, for organizing the government. But it was all that thank you. I just couldn't say it all. I was so excited. Venilas Lias Daiti. And so Pinkus says the following. It seems to him, Sheneklach Chazal, and the sages argue, Im Iker Shira Bepeh is the main song with the mouth, or with a kli, right, playing a lyre or a harp, or tambourines. Of going in the old days, they didn't have such sophisticated weapons. They also didn't have sophisticated weapons, but sophisticated musical instruments. Whatever they would have, the flute, whatever they may have played. Actually, Yitzhak Fagan's on the call, and I know Mrs. Fagan and Yitzhak are trumpets and flutes and piano and you name it, musicians. So I'm sure they can give us all lessons in music. Is it main music? singing, or is the main music instrumental? Hayu im ikar hashira milim, is the psukim of Torah and Tehillim that we say, or and Levim said in the Beis Hamikdash those songs, or it's the nigam, it's not the words, it's the nigam that adds with the case of the kalim, the song, the accompaniment of what goes on. The Levim are saying there's all kinds of instruments being played while you're going on. That's the discussion over there. Is it the songs we're singing, or is it the musical background around? And a nigun, just understand the nigun, is kashir ha'adam ba. You're coming to articulate, to express your joy, your thankfulness. V'hoyma libo, your heart's beating so much, you just can't get out the words. You just can't get out the words. You're just so thankful. You're just so grateful. You're just so appreciative. It's just so hard. I've had this in my life. It helps someone think. Like that guy, you just a person cannot get out the words. They're on such a gewaldic, such a great, such a geschmack high, they just cannot articulate words. Therefore, shira sometimes goes before zimra. You start singing the words, and you get so exalted, so such a high, so passionate. At a certain point, you can't even say the words anymore. You're so connected. Kagoin. Shir, start listen to the Tehillim. Shir, it's a shir, and then a mizmor, and then mizmor is no words or non-specific. Levnei Korach, right? In that case, the big one. Or pam mizmor shir, shapam maskilim be zmiris with the zemer of the nigan, and then you go to shir, which we have to discuss why that, how that could be. And in other words, shapam maskil b'shira. Lomar, you start singing, and then when you get such a high level, you can't say it. And sometimes the opposite. You're having a nigun, and then you're so high, you're singing, you're so excited, so happy. And then afterwards, a few minutes, you calm down, and you can actually articulate your thoughts, your emotions through a medium of song. V'niyadua, we know that the Oyeses are Torah Shemichsav. We know when we have a Baal Kodor, we certainly know this. When you look, when you're going to read the Torah and look at the letters, there's three things. There's the letters and the Sefer Torah. There's the Tagim. There's the crown. And we don't see it in a Sefer Torah. If you look at it in a Tikkun, you'll see it. There are, we say it in a Sefer Torah. There are the nekudos, the vowels, and the tamim, the musical cantillations, right? Shal shal, right? You go all of, and that's how you lane. You lane with the tamim, the musical cantillations. Ha'oisias atzmam, the words themselves, that's the total manifestation of Hashem's, well, that's the words. The nekudos, the vowels, give the life. In fact, sometimes you don't have the vowels, you can misread and misinterpret the word. Chalav, is it milk? Or chalev, is it forbidden fats? That's all vowels, right? Where you have the vowels, there's many, more subtle differences, could potentially change the meaning of the word, and therefore it gives it life. And the nekudas, you can understand the word. The tamim is the nistaris. There's depth, there's this hidden meaning to the cantillations and the meaning of the Torah. Now, in the word tam, when we say tam, there are a few meanings, few definitions of the word tam. One is, of course, is the reason. What's the tam ha-Torah? What's the reason? Tell me the reason you do that. Or it's nigan, the cantillations. And the third is taste. Now the main word people use for taste is tam. Ti'ima, right? Tomeha, before Shabbos. It tastes good. It's how it tastes. All of these things, says the Pinkus, are one branch. You go to uga, okay? You see a cookie or cake. So you don't, when you just see it, you don't know what's inside it. But when you taste it, you know, it has sugar, it has kemach, kama tavlinin, different types of, you know, other ingredients, spices, cinnamon, whatever it may. And when you taste it, right, you can know what's in there. You don't see the sugar and you don't see the cinnamon necessarily, but you can taste it through eating it. When you eat it, there's a taste to it. So too the Tami HaTorah, the musical cantillations, the notes from the Torah, they bring out hidden meanings of the Torah. Where to stop, where to start, what's the flow of the Torah. Shizeh ha-ra lo-rak al-pshat ha-mila, it's not just to understand it, el-gam inin kulo, you get the whole context. V'lecham b'tami yish inin ha-nigun, it gives the feel, it's the way you say it, right? By the way, Megillas Esther, you can really see that, especially with some people read it. The whole Megillas Esther, when you read it with Trump, it sounds different. If you read it with Megillas Esther, when you read it with Trump, it sounds different. It gives a different feel, right? The horses, the going, the coming, right? All of a sudden, you get it. You can get the whole feeling of the story of Esther. It's the whole Torah. When you go to Esther, it's easy because it's one story. It's one whole narrative. Rabbi Shlomo Madik says, now going back, we said that nigun, which is zemer, is at face value is a high level. It's so emotional, you can't even delineate and articulate and express your emotions. You just could sing, just could hum, you just could say, or just say a few words, but not specific, as opposed to a shira. Your chana, you're saying, the whole psukim is the whole story of chana, or oz yashir, we crossed the Red Sea, we saw the Egyptians, the whole world shake, we saw Hashem, like, that's specific, that's a shir. So, he says, Bish Shlomo, I can understand that we say shir, you start saying specific, and you get so exalted, so excited that you slip into Mizmor, which is a niggun. Shoharlech Merakal, you start off light. And the Torah emphasizes you now go to a higher level of the covet, the more serious. Shemaskel Bashira, I mean, because you go into it, you get more and more excited until you get the Zimra, or niggun. Aval, what we say, Mizmor, first we're doing the niggun, and then the shir, and then comes the shir. Marabusa, what does that mean? We should be going up in the Kedusha. Why does the Talmud say, Mizmor Shir L'David, Mizmor Shir L'Mashabbos? Shouldn't it be that Zimro Shira, not Mizmor Shir, should be the opposite? That's you, the higher level. That's his question. The truth is as follows. Shavale, certainly, Yesh Maila Miuchedis, there is a specific plus, but in a Mizmor, Shuba Mikoyach Hasragshis, Amuka Vespalas Kedula, a Mizmor, this Nigin comes from a tremendous excitement. You won the lottery, you propose to somebody, and the girl just can't say yes right away. It's just like she's so excited. So someone told me exactly that story. The person just could not say yes. It took like 2 minutes. They're so excited, so excited. Avami Idach, there's also a certain loss. Is this? If it's just a niggun, if it's just it's a sakana, because you're so excited and you're not expressing, articulating it and delineating it, that it will never come down to the practical. Vinisharim hadvarim, believe, it will only be in the world of emotions and it won't lead to concrete change, to expressing it. It will not be practical, right? When you're seeing a zemer on Shabbos, you're thinking about Shabbos, you're saying the words, what you're really doing by zemeras is concretizing the importance of Shabbos to you, as opposed to, I'm so excited at Shabbos, kumbaya, I always think of, these spiritual people, so to speak, they think they're spiritual in Berkeley, for the Bay Area folk, they're so into Shabbos, their shmir Shabbos, their kibbutz Shabbos is pretty weak, it's not the people who dabble in it, right? And they're so, I love Shabbos, just can't get the words out, right? I'm not talking about very worth it. I'm just talking to people like they're, they'll even have a guitar. Whether it's by the Havdalah or Chas V'Shalom on Shabbos itself. But they're not, it doesn't come to the world of reality. It doesn't change the Shabbos. It's all emotional mush. So that's a danger. If it's at the end of the day is always only have nigun, there's a danger there, and therefore, it doesn't continue. It doesn't stay. V'rak im achra hazimra, after the zimra, you come to shira. You actually can articulate, and in order to articulate, you have to think about it. Oh, well, thank you for this, right? Tell your wife, I love you. Or your husbands to women, because husbands struggle with this more. I love you. You're so good. And you don't say why. Well, you're losing out on something, because when you say, I love you because you do X, Y, Z, Q, W, R, S, T, V, W, A, B, C, D, right? And that actually, the thinking about it, and not just being at such a high level, you have to actually stop. You lose some of the emotions, but stopping in that actually makes you realize how much you love your spouse, how much thank you you have to have. And that changes you. That becomes a new appreciation and a new reality. It takes you with you. But they're called, when you're passionate about something, you're excited about something, it comes from the general reality, the general ambiance. You need both. You need to bring it all in. Like, you gotta love it, and then you gotta focus on the details. Right? You gotta actually appreciate the details of it. Because it will be much, that feeling of exaltedness will stay with you a lot more, and will be much more transformative for you. The person walks into a shul, he says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one, Hashem in the world. And he says, there's a lot of kavana. Those four words. Bas achas, when he says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, he Kabbalistically, Mei Hashem Melech, on the seven firmaments, seven worlds of spheres, this world, Haaretz, and the four directions of the world. Elokeira, Matzarech Ata. So you see, you don't have to daven anymore. I say Hashem Melech, right? Hashem is the king of the world. Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad. Hashem one king of the world. And you said it, you screamed it, you meant it, you lived it, you screamed it with all your heart, or you sang it with all your heart. Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad. One God. So you're done. What do you need the rest of davening for? Why did they say b'chol levavcha, with our yitzhar toiv, our yitzhar hara, chol nafshika, even if I give up my life, chol ma'adcha, even if I have to give it all my wealth, my talents, the whole hemshech, all the details. I mean, say Shema because it's before by Shema. You already told you to keep Hashem's Torah. When you say Shema Esrei in the Gideon Shemon Esrei, when you say Hashem is Koina Kol in the Gideon Shemon Esrei, what do you need to say afterwards? Hashem has given me wisdom, tshuva, geula, both personal and national redemption, refua, health, parnasa. We say Baruch Aleinu. All the brachas already said. Everything to me. Why do I have to then detail all the things that come from Hashem, all things I need from Hashem? I just said a catch-all, and it's true, and I meant it, and I knew it. I said, "Kol yidei hakol," everything to me. Why do I have to address Shemona Esrei? What's it necessary for? And we all know this. The Emes said, "Okay, it's not true." Lama hadavar daimer. To what's it comparable? Legirin shal, legroyin shal etzibrei, to the seeds of a fruit-bearing tree. And that little seed, okay, you have all of the DNA, so to speak, obviously, the future of a tree. In that little apple seed, you have a big apple tree with lots of fruits, and shade, etc. Shorash of Giza va'anafa, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the fruits, and generation letter of the fruits, and the future seeds, they're all in this little seed. They're all olam ko'oid, shalom hoitza koichas al shagran lefartem. But if you don't plant the seed, the seed doesn't germinate and then grow and blossom, all you have is a seed. It's just a seed. Right? Vimyirtso, and if you only eat seeds of apples, you will not be sustained. You can die of hunger. It's not an apple. It's not an apple tree. Kenhu mamish hasakshis hasayis klamatun. That's really what's in when you just have, oh, right? And especially in a spiritual thing. You get, of course, in Yusei Hashem Melech, Everything is in that. It includes everything. But you still have to make the effort, so to speak, grind all of these things and to go through all of the details, what your eyes see, what your ears hear, what you eat, when you drink, when you're going, all of your deeds in order to have that connection to Hashem. Just saying that is not enough. And maybe for one moment you can do it. But it's not enough when you're married for yourself to be happy, not enough to appreciate people in general, right? When you delineate it and you appreciate it. And after the Zimra, we still need Shira. Lefaret Masha Hirgish Ba'emek Libo Lefratim. The Adrab Ikra Shira Bepeh. The main Shira is Bepeh. Okay? We actually have to say it out. And that's what we have all this in Pesukah de Zimra. We say Pesukah de Zimra Shabbos morning. By the way, if a person misses Shira Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos morning, or speeds like Speedy Gonzalez do it because they came late, they're going to be lacking in their Shabbos. They're not going to feel Shabbos as well. And if you space out and you say the word in Pesukah de Zimra, same thing. You're not saying it. Right? And let's say you tell me, Rabbi Levine, you know, by the way, just for the record, if I don't know if I'm in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, I say Pesukah de Zimra for the show. The only time of year I say Pesukah de Zimra. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, I didn't mind coming early and doing it, but I wasn't taking a chance on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? And so, and we had an hour also, so I didn't know who could tell me I'm Petircha the Tzibura, right? So, you know, I started, you know, giving an hour for Pesukah de Zimra to HaMelech. You know, so let's say in a regular Shabbos, whoever the chazan is going quick, so you should come early. Say Pesukah de Zimra like a mensch. Sing it. Don't speed it. Right? Laharech, think and think about what you say. By the way, I told somebody, so I don't know if Yitzchak Feige, you're still doing it. I know you donated many years ago. If you don't understand what they're saying, of course you're not going to appreciate it. If I would read a siddur in Chinese or Japanese, I would be spacing out too, or reading it like a monkey. If you don't have a good appreciation of Lashon HaKodesh, get the Art School Interlinear Siddur. It's so good. It's a great siddur. It's easy to use. You know, I actually used it a couple of times because I was in Shoals and have a siddur needed, so I just took that siddur and I used it. And I said, it's actually a beautiful siddur. It's a beautiful siddur. Actually, I'll tell you a little secret. During COVID, I was the only one allowed into Am Echad on shutdown in the beginning of COVID. So I was a rabbi. I was allowed to go to the shul. I davened in the shul every day. And then a little bit later, we did Tehillim and that I put on Zoom. But I came to the shul every day. I was very eerie, by the way. I went to the shul every day. I never forget this. Shavuos was still closed. It was still locked down in Shavuos. So Yosef Meir, my son, came with me, and I had a drasha. So I was going to say it. So Yosef Meir said, you know what? I'll say the drasha. It was me and him in the shul by ourselves. Samir, he's a little kid now. He's 11th grade, knocking away with like yeshivish kid, learning all day. They get to the beam. I says a whole drasha. Anyways, that's kufa. I said, you know what? You have no zchus minyan. You're putter from minyan. I guess you couldn't daven minyan. It's not like April 2020. So I said, you know what? As a zchus for my tefillah, I took the interlinear siddur because I knew it would make me daven slower. Like, you know, I actually understand what I'm saying, but still, looking at the interlinear, so I remember that I used it for a couple weeks then, and I remember saying, this is a great sitter. It's a great sitter. So if you find yourself not appreciating Pesukah de Zimra, only use that sitter. And look at the words, and appreciate what it's saying. V'rach al yidei shira v'zimra yachad, you have both, you connect them both. Yisrael, you'll get to where you need to. You'll appreciate, you'll sing, you'll be joyous. And Shabbos is kul yom shel zmira. Shabbos is, the whole Shabbos is one big niggin. It's Shabbos is l'mayla. We can't really even appreciate Shabbos. It's so heilig. It's like, you know, I call this guy up, we got free tuition. I remember we got $20,000. For a person who was struggling, it's a lot of money. But imagine I would have told you $800 million. It's not 1 year's tuition. You're now a gvir, and you don't have to worry about tuition the rest of your life. You don't have to work, you know. I'm not saying it's good for people, but it's a great feeling to have. You don't have to work, right? You know, you can't say the word. It's Shabbos. There's nothing you can say. We become billionaires on Shabbos. I'm not saying that's exaggerated. We're billionaires. We're the luckiest people in the world. I can quantify $800 million. We're beyond billionaires in Shabbos. It's we have a taste of the world to come if we do it right. Masha neshama magisha lay meyim b'Shabbos when we our neshama starts to, we our body that can't necessarily feel it. That's why you need chillant and potato kugel and babka, or if your favorite fruit, if you're not vegan, you know you can't, or you're on a diet, or you know. Or you do things for pleasure on Shabbos to get a feel physically, not only because we have the spiritual kelim of an extra soul on Shabbos, or expanded soul, but a neshama knows, and a neshama, if it taps in, can feel Shabbos on the high level, our soul. And our heart knows, and we can't really even say it, and to appreciate it, that's why we say it a lot, to start appreciating the gift on Shabbos. Thank you! I'm so lucky. And why I'm so lucky. And how I'm being a billionaire this Shabbos. I'm Mashmi Chedis by Kabbalah Shabbos for Zimra. It's Chedish Yafa, right? It's a Chedish Yafa. Shamati Lefnei Shanim Rabbas. I heard from Mordechai Gizer, was one of the Gedolim of Meir. He's the son-in-law of the Mashgiach Chatzko Ginsburg, or Chatzko Levinstein. Actually, hit Mordechai Ginsburg's daughter lives in Chicago. She's an older lady. She was married to the Rosh Yeshiva of Tel Chicago. Amasha Amru, when he passed away, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tel Chicago in the late 80s, a few years ago, his 80s. Akamasha Chachamim Yom Misa, in the day of death, come suddenly. That's what Mordechai Ginsburg said. Come suddenly. Hay Bishlam Allah Nashim Karkenu. Day of death, come suddenly. You know, what about me and you? Are you know not so holy, but it's like it comes. We're not really ready for it. But tzaddikim, if you're a big gadol, you're Hillel, you're Be'er Akiva, you're Moshe Feinstein, the Ramah, the Chavetz Chaim. They're waiting. They're prepared every day. B'chol yoyim, every day. Shugimach lefeim asaschal, because every day you can die. They're always waiting. They're all. You never say it. But no mashu is super good. It's like tzaddikim. We know about the great righteous people. How prepared they were for that final journey. Lama in Kemuchrach, why is it the language of that the Chazal say it comes suddenly? Right? People prepare tremendously for the day of death. So Rabbi Ginsburg said the bridge, Hamaver bin Chaim Lechaim, this between this world and the life. No one dies permanently. The going to Gan Eden or Hashem to Gehenim or the other world, that chasm that is so great, it's always pitum. You can never fully prepare for it. Kilomar Adam Nachon Shechananti. Yeah, I prepared, but I didn't understand. It's like it's so the chasm is so great. It's always like sudden. You're never prepared, right? Like my son Yisrael is in eighth grade. He's about to take Bechinas for Harris for high school. So he tests him on Gemara. He has to learn a few blocks. He's applying to three different high schools in Chicago, all very good. And you have to, this boy, when he gets up for, he has a 20 minute for each of those things. It's oral. It's an oral examination on the Talmud. You have to, he knows that he's preparing. But guess what? He has to do five blocks, six blocks. And in that those five, six blocks, he has to know this way, that way. How have they asked him the details? What's the Gemara saying? Why is the Gemara saying that, right? And he's an eighth grader, not expecting him to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you know. But it's great. But the bottom line, he can do that. He can prepare for that. But imagine that they took my eighth grade son and say, you have to learn all of Talmud Bavli, all of Rishami, all of Medrash, the eighth grade kid. It was just too much to even begin. Like, it's not even possible to prepare for that. So we think we're preparing, like, my son for the five blot. When we get to the Shemaim, it's really way bigger. The preparation we had is nothing what we need to be prepared for. Nothing. So it's always sudden. We're never prepared for that. This idea comes only for Shabbos. Shabbos always comes suddenly, right? It's always, even though we prepare, you're holy, you go to the mikvah on Friday, you got ready, left work early, you showered, you're wearing your suit bright and early, come to Shabbos soon. And you're saying till him, right? And you're getting ready, and you prepare Erev Shabbos, and Shir Hashirim. When you get to Shabbos, it's so great. The difference between Friday afternoon, a weekday, and Shabbos, that chasm is azah grace, that it's so great. It's like you're not prepared at all. It's like you're really not prepared at all. We start with Zimra. Therefore, we say in the game, Mizmor Shilim HaShabbos. Right in the beginning, Mizmor Shilim HaShabbos. We start with Zimra. We can't even sing it yet. We're not ready for Pesach Shabbos. Shabbos. We're not ready for the Chodei. Taking the Shabbos, you get the Mizmor, and then we get the Shir. Shein Dairak Lizamir. Kol Meshach HaShabbos, you have to articulate it. Kol Seder Kabbalah Shabbos is Shira V'Zimra. It's that feeling of a nigun and then articulating that feeling. Sherega Kabbalah, when you feel it's Rega Oyam, and sometimes you can't even say it, you're doing it, by the way, in this article on Kabbalah Shabbos, we really focus on the Chodei D. So, in the Ish article, you ask to take it out because they're a little bit worried it'd be too from for certain of the readership, but in my I put it in Substack the way I wrote it originally. It's funny, I've never been edited on any of my history articles. I read from different publications. The Asians never edited me history. They don't know enough to edit me in history. they can't edit history. They don't have a background. But in their, if I write it on Shabbos and they have an audience, they're very, very particular. I'm not upset. They're very, very particular. Like, it has to be what they want for their audience. So they actually took out the aspect of the story. So I didn't use the story, but the story is in the way I wrote it in Substack. Many other people see it that way. Many thousands, Mr. Shem. So I put the story of Amit. Amit Rada, he comes to the shul. He was not really connected. Asaf Bar Tzvi connected me to him, and then I yanked him. Started coming, and he said to me, his whole Yiddishkeit at the time, this is amazing, his whole Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Levine, my whole Judaism is L'chododi. I remember really, he said L'chododi. And it wasn't just L'chododi, it was a certain, it was a certain nigga, it was only one he could connect to. This guy, it was like his whole week, his whole ruchnius around it. So I told him I made a deal. If you come, because I said, I'm not taking Tom L'Chodadi and you walk in the L'Chodadi. You have to be on Shul on time. If you're on Shul on time, I guarantee you get that L'Chodadi. And then people complain to me, by the way. I don't know if you know. People say, why? I like to swing, you know, all the people get up there. I don't care who it was. I'm not going to say names. That's L'Chodadi. So, well, other people like other song, other Nigonim. Something like L'Chodadi, the cross class. L'Chodadi. It's like, it's Karl Bach, right? Right? It didn't make a difference to me. I said, this guy, his weakness is this. Now today, by the way, Amit, I actually sent him the article. I said, Amit, do you remember this? So he emailed me last night. He said, Rabbi, I just told my family the story of the Shabbos. He says part of my article, one of the stories I said. I told him how you told me you'll always get L'Chodi. But you know what that did for this guy, Amit? He could have married a Mexican like some of his friends did in construction. I'm not joking, by the way. I know some of his friends married Gayim, Nebuch, or dated Gayim. He's married, living, keeping Shabbos now in Eretz Yisrael, you know, imagine that's because he had Shabbos. He. By the way, he connected. I wished many other people to connect. He for the Chodei was mom, she felt Shabbos. It brought it in. It concretized it. And he needed the niggun. He needed his niggun. Not every shul is going to be so nice to him, and not every rabbi is so nice. I'm going to give him your niggun every week. You got to eventually broaden your niggun. But the point is that allowed him to feel Shabbos and have the bracha of Shabbos. Right? But in minig hashir of Shabbos, we know, call yourself off, b'shavadai, she'inin eich shemespar kam yuchel tzadika mitim, certainly by the really tzaddikim, when they came to the Shabbos, by real tzaddikim, their face was like bright, like lightning. They were on a different level. They're in a different place. They're hailing. They're holy. They came to the Shabbos transformed. As the Talmud says, Rabbi Huda bar Lev, of course, the great student Rabbi Akiva, quoted all over Mishnayos and Shas, that he came into Shabbos. The Talmud says in Shabbos Chafhei, Doime l'malach Hashem tzadikim, looking like an angel. O mesaprim al kadosh Yisrael on Avram ben Avram on the Ger Tzedek. By the way, I did write an article 5 or 6 years ago on Avram ben Avram. That's actually on Ish. This Avram ben Avram, who was Graf Pataki, who was from the Polish nobility, who was burnt alive at the stake in the 1740s on Shavuos for converting to Judaism, and he became this holy Jew, and the Vilna Gaon asked to be buried next to him. He became a scholar. And he said to finally, this Ger, this who came from Polish nobility, and he converts in a time where a Jew in Poland, Lithuania was denigrated and called a Jid, and you know, and he converts, becomes a Torah scholar, is caught eventually, and given a choice to come back to Catholicism or be burnt to the stake, and chooses to be burnt to the stake, and that's what happens to him. And he said the following thing, Ravam Ben Avram, Eini Mesugal Lahavin Eich Yehudi, I can't understand how a Jew who's born from a Jewish father and a Jewish mother, and it comes, is a descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, is a direct descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yochel, how is it feasible that on Shabbos, Lisbon is Kedusha, Knesset Shabbos, to come into Shabbos, have such spirituality, such spiritual wattage hit them, and they just don't, their Shama just doesn't leave their body. They're not, there's just like winning trillions of dollars, they just cannot understand how these guys are so faint out of exalting. They, when they understand what Neshama, what feels what Shabbos is, of all honor, what could we possibly say? We're talking about this. I mean, come on, right? We should be feeling Shabbos, loving Shabbos, singing on Shabbos as Shabbos comes in, realizing we're billionaires as Shabbos comes in, right? We just won the lottery. If you know, imagine a person's, you know, if it doesn't care so much about money, they're sick. You know, you ever see a person, Nebuch needs a kidney. They're about to die, the dialysis is stopping, and they get a kidney, and they have life, they find out they got something, and they want something, and they've given something, or they're saved, right? Kamar Godol Shukdusha, and here we can feel the Kedusha, the holiness. We Yesh Bechlaus Yisrael, in a Jewish house, Sheknes Yisrael, Bechalusim Vadei Shadei Chavakayim, all the Madrigas of the Tanayim, the Marayim, the Shlomo Alkabet says, and the Arizal, we don't have to feel Shabbos. It's all there for us, right? It's all there. We just have to come in singing. You gotta come into Shabbos singing. The Yid comes into Shabbos singing. Shabbos becomes part of it. We'll have a Mizmor, we'll have Nigunim, we'll have Shira, we'll have a transformed Shabbos. On the bottom, by the way, he makes a Diyuk from the Gemara Megillah that at a Shabbos table, it could be that you first should say Divrei Torah, and then you sing Zmiris, but whatever you do, try to say Zmiris at the table, before the Torah, after the Torah, it will transform your table. If you come to the Shabbos singing Zmiris, Kabbalah Shabbos, it will transform your Friday night in your Shabbos. If you come to Shul early time and you sing Psuki the Zimmer correctly, it will transform your day, it will transform your Shabbos, and Mirtz Hashem, the Schus of Shir Zimmer on Shabbos, not only will our Neshama connect to Shabbos, feel Shabbos, but we'll have Schusim to sing and to have Nigunim and Zmiris throughout the week as well. Okay, we'll halt here. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos and only much bracha. If you read the article on Kabbalah Shabbos, yeah, hopefully you all got it. Okay, kol tov.